Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we are your co-hosts. On behalf of us both, thank you so much for listening.
If you enjoy today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, simply go to aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. We'd love for you to become a part of our family. We're on a mission to help strengthen your mental health and relationships with God and those you love the most. Help us as we work to strengthen, again, families and bring a message of help, hope, and encouragement to today's generations.
Remember, your gift ensures this program and your station remain on the air.
On today's broadcast, my son, Dr. Zach Clinton, will be joined by a great guest. Let's get started.
And I want to introduce you to my guest for this episode with a little bit of context. I sat down with the incredible Bible teacher, Miss Margaret Feinberg. Margaret is a dear friend to all of us here at the AACC. She actually speaks to thousands of women each year as a part of our Extraordinary Women Live events. And Margaret is a ray of light in a world that can sometimes be dark. Margaret deals in joy. That's her currency. She's funny, she's kind, she's creative, and she's passionate about growing closer to God and helping others do that as well. A quick glance of her books and resources, and I was blown away at how much great material she has to inspire people, especially women, to know and to understand the person of Jesus. Her Bible studies and workbooks are amazing. And today we're going to be talking about community and how Jesus built community and attracted a group around him. We are meant for community, my friends, and that's one of her lessons. So I would encourage you to be sure to lean in. She's an author, encourager, loving wife, fur baby mom, and in her spare time, even a podcaster. You got to check out her podcast. It's called Joycast. And with that, my friends, let's begin with my conversation with Miss Margaret Feinberg. Miss Margaret Feinberg, thank you so much for joining me today.
Zach, the privilege is mine. You are the bomb, and I love getting to hang out and spend time with you.
Right back at you, ma'am. I am so grateful for the time that we've been able to spend together, really over the last couple of weekends. You are like a family member here to the Extraordinary Women team. You are such a vital role and individual that is a part of everything that God is doing in and through the expansion of Extraordinary Women. So we're grateful for you. From my heart to yours, we all love and appreciate you. But we're here in Hershey, Pennsylvania currently. You just got off the stage speaking to 7,000 women. You saw a lot of women write down a lot of fears, a lot of shame, a lot of negative thoughts, and put them, really lay them at the feet of Jesus. And to be able to see something like that, you just have to look out and say, man, you know what? There is power and there's strength in numbers. There's power in community. Why do gatherings and weekends such as this, Margaret, mean so much, especially to someone like you?
Well, a couple reasons. I mean, first, if you go back to the life of Christ, right? Christ could have solo done it. He didn't need anyone. But the first thing he does is he gathers followers, and some are a little bit closer, and then there's other rings that go out. But he lived his life in community, and he knew that that was, since the beginning, it is not good that man is alone. It is not good that humans are alone, that we are meant for relationship. We are meant for that vibrancy. And we can all tuck away with our little technological devices and praise and worship and watch a service, but it is not the same. It has never been the same. Let me give you an example. When I go to church and if I'm in a church where you're lighting candles at the front and I go forward and I watch the person who has Parkinson's and is shaking light that candle next to me, there's something that God does in my heart that cannot be done alone. And so I think when we come to a gathering like Extraordinary Women, all of a sudden we're looking in faces of other people who we recognize carry similar hurts and pains and losses and joys and celebrations and delights and cute cranberry baby pics and fabulous fur baby pics. And all of a sudden you realize that you're not alone. You're not alone as a human. You're not as alone as one who is made in the image of God. And you are not alone as a Christ follower. And that is powerful.
Well, I'm so grateful for your authenticity and your vulnerability with which you speak and with which you share each and every weekend here for us. It's a blessing to hear, and we're going to dive into some of that today. But, you know, Margaret, it's been a tough go over the last several years. I mean, you've seen a lot of discouragement, a lot of shame, a lot of disappointment, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of loss, loneliness. The statistics have revealed it from a mental health perspective: anxiety, depression, suicidality, addiction, all of those things are on the rise. Dad and my mom reported several weekends in a row that the CDC back in 2021 noted that especially for our girls, our daughters and our granddaughters in the United States, 57% reported feeling helpless, persistently sad, depressed, 30% reported feeling suicidal. As you continually pour into these women week in and week out, day in and day out, what are some of the common themes and challenges that you're seeing, especially women facing in such a time as this?
Yeah, I think women are really struggling to feel comfortable in their own skin. Mm. There's so much body shaming. There's so much comparison as far as what body shape, health, that guilt and that feeling terrible and not loving your physical body that God gave you. I think a second one is really a heavy concern for kids and grandkids. They are seeing life play out for their kids and grandkids in ways that they did not expect nor want, and the challenges are breaking their hearts. I think another is a struggle. A lot of times when I pray over every person who brings forward what they're bringing to Jesus, and I look at them, and a lot of them are struggling with control. Mm. And it's that realizing I am not in control, but I want to be in control, because at least that gives me a sense of having some sort of power and not being disempowered. Mm. And then another, of course, is negative thought spirals, and just I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough. Maybe there's something bad in me. Mm-hmm. That is starting to shade and the trajectory of people's lives and how they think about the future and themselves and interact with others. And so it's a battle out there.
It's a battle.
It is real.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are walking through it. I remember years ago, people in ministry used to say, do you limp? Do you limp? Do you walk with a limp? And I just kind of laugh at them now. I'm like, Oh, I basically do the worm crawl on the floor. And right. I think there's a lot of people out there who relate to that. Like, Oh, it's not a limp. We're taking it kind of on the chin from all different directions, financially, economically, inflation, work-wise, the stress, the demand of productivity as a worker, that now what used to be one job, you're working three, but you're not really paid a whole lot more, and there's still the same limited amount of hours. So it's a lot. It's a lot to sort through. But the good news is coming together. We recognize that we're not facing these things alone, and That's we right. are not disempowered. And we choose to come into relationship with Jesus Christ. We lay hold of a power that is transformative from the inside out. That says what is not possible by human standards becomes possible through the power of the Ruach, the Spirit of God in our lives in the work of Christ on the cross. And so that's a whole different perspective. And we get to start pulling away from those moments of despair and the moments of laying hold of the greatest hope of all time.
Amen to that, the transformational power of Christ. And like you're saying, though, I mean, it's a battleground out there, right? Mm-hmm. There are souls on the line. There's a lot of pain. And with that, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of worry. There's a lot of anxiety. Margaret, one of my favorite talks that you give is when you literally bring out like a box of shoes and you talk about the next metaphorical shoe dropping. Speak to just what that talk is really all about and what's at the heart of it all.
Yeah. It's something that I've struggled with for much of my life. And that thought is it's only a matter of time until the other shoe drops. Yep. And maybe for people from different cultures, it's that expression that it's only a matter of time till everything falls apart. Yep. And I think at some level, we've all wrestled with that. And in some ways, we've seen some things fall apart over the last few years.
Yes.
Sometimes over the course of our whole lifetimes. I know for me, in a diagnosis a number of years ago with an aggressive cancer, we've been embezzled. Mm. We've, barely survived, really difficult, unhealthy boss. We've faced financial trials. We've faced health issues, chronic pain, so many different things. Mm. And there's a point where you start to live, and I think some of your listeners are resonating with this. You go, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen? And then the irony is you get a good moment. You get that moment when like the sun is shining and the waves are at your back and it's just lovely. And all of a sudden you're still like, but I can't trust it. It's only a matter of time until it all goes away. And what's interesting is physiologically that can become ingrained in you, that kind of thinking. As we think things and those thoughts long enough, it actually starts to change the wiring in our brain toward that thought or that destination. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. There's no way out. I can't change the world. I can't make a big impact. Whatever that is, until you start to see all of your relationships, your finances, your future through that lens. And what's incredible is that through neuroplasticity, God has empowered us to just as a superhighway can be built in one direction, we can dismantle that and begin building it in a whole new way. And that's the hope of the gospel. I mean, Paul calls us to the renewing of our mind, and we go, but how do we do that? And I found this practice, and I know you've heard this. I write about it in More Power to You, and I provide the list of the daily declarations. But I just started taking 90 seconds a day to make daily declarations that are deeply rooted in Scripture and say them out loud. And in the power of saying them out loud, I'm not just saying them out loud to myself and helping actually rewire my own brain. I'm saying them out loud to God and confessing allegiance to Him and His kingdom. And I am announcing to the enemy, there is no room here.
You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Zach Clinton. My guest is Miss Margaret Feinberg, renowned author, speaker, and incredible Bible teacher, talking about how we can choose faith over fear and more effectively respond to challenges and negative thoughts that so easily creep into our lives. I love this conversation. Let's keep going here. Margaret, you know, as we talk about pressing forward and as we're talking about diving into the promises of God and clinging to those truths in our lives, I'm wondering, what are some of your favorite maybe verses or some of those declarative statements that you're like, man, when I'm feeling at my lowest of lows, this is the passage of Scripture that I'm turning to?
You know, there's a declaration that's based on the Gospels, but basically what it says is, I will forgive 70 times 70 because I am forgiven. And in our rough and tumble world right now, most of us are running into people and situations where it is so easy to just get a little snare in there and harbor some unforgiveness. And to ground myself that I can't let those snares get set because there's just too many that constantly come at it. But what I can do is I can forgive because I am forgiven, and I can forgive 70 times 7. And what's interesting is that's not a total number. Two different sides of that, the 70 times 7, real quick. Number one, I think it's 70 times 7, or some translations say 7 times 7, but if you go to 70 times 7, it's 490, because sometimes that's how many times it takes to forgive someone. And you just have to forgive, and it's just over and over, and sometime between number 382 and 411, it finally clicks in. But I think there's another side of that, that is the 70 times 7 or 7 times 7 are two perfect numbers. And that if we want to grow into the completion and the wholeness of Christ, then we have got to lay hold of that forgiveness and recognize before we forgive anyone else, we have been forgiven. And that's what empowers us to forgive others. Another one that I love, I conclude all of the declarations and More Power to You. The last declaration is, I am on God's offensive team today. Friends, it is time to stop being and playing defensive. We are not afraid. We do not pull back. We do not shrink back. We are kids of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and our citizenship is in His kingdom, not this one. And so when we start to pull back the blinders and go, no, 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 you know, hell shakes when they look at us.
That's right.
Then we start to recognize, okay, how am I going to go back out as a kid of the King who's going to go out and fight for justice, who's going to take evil out of circulation, who's going to turn the other cheek, who's going to show kindness and compassion, and who is going to bring the good news of Christ in word and in deed to all who are hurting, broken, lost, and isolated in this world. And that, friends, that's a fun game to play.
I love what you just said. The kid of the King, right? That is like an identity of just boldness and courage that a lot of people, we forget that, that we are heirs to the image of Christ, that it's like, man, we have confidence because not of what we can do or don't do, but what has already been done. We're kind of talking about that positive psychology movement here for a second, where it's like, no, you know, it's not that we're pretending like hardship and suffering is non-existent in this life, but really at the end of the day, we're saying, no, we know that those things are very real, and that's why we will choose to see things through a different perspective. We will not choose to see things through a pessimistic lens, but through an optimistic one, knowing that God is capable, that He will, and even if He doesn't, that we will still only bow down and worship the Most High God. You have a new devotional out, a Bible study through the book of James that I would love to unpack with you for a second, because in knowing, as Job 14:1 says, man born of woman is few of days and full of trouble. When pain is inevitable in this life, we have to be able to respond to pain in a positive way. What have you found out, and what has God revealed to you about Himself through that book of James?
Gosh, so many different things. It's the James What You Do Matters Bible study, and I'm pulling up my phone right now because I really want to read the opening passage because I think it speaks to this. But James chapter 1, verse 2, it says this, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters. Hey, nod real quick. James is calling out the men and the women.
That's right.
Whenever you face trials of many kinds. Ooh, look at that. Did you notice that? Not just a trial, many trials, many kinds. When you face trials, plural, of many kinds. So understand, this is going to get stacked. That just don't be surprised by it. Expect it. He says, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And so as you said, trials are part of this life. Yeah. We know that. And yet what we can recognize is that Christ can do things in them and through them. That at times I would argue that he may not be able to do, he can do all things, but may not do any other specific way in our lives. I know for me a number of years ago, and your listeners know this, I battled an aggressive form of cancer. Yeah. And whenever you're in that kind of a trial, and some of your listeners are right now, with those health trials, financial trials, possibly walking through a custody battle or divorce, whenever there's a trial like that, that becomes the centerpiece of your life. And so for so many people, that's the only thing that they have to talk to you about. That's what they want the updates to. It's the last thing you want to give an update to because you're so exhausted of talking about it and facing it.
Yeah.
And in that season, I remember just praying and going, it's too much, God. This crisis is too much. And I sense the Spirit say, you can either cling to the crisis or you can cling to Christ. But you do not have arms big enough for both. I remember thinking, Christ, I want to cling to you. I want to cling to you, but I don't know how. I don't know what that is. And I remember in that season, I was looking at our little house, and we had this really 1980s peach like paint, and it was super tacky. I remember thinking, man, what if we painted our walls? It wouldn't cost a lot of money. But all of a sudden, we started doing this. And what I didn't realize is that in the process of doing that, I was moving away from focusing on the crisis. I was focusing on Christ and the fact that he had a plan and a future for us, that there was something good or beautiful. And it was so simple, a can of paint. Like, what? What is that? And yet all of a sudden, the people in our community had something to talk to us other than the crisis. And so I think there are those times in the midst of the crisis that we have got to put a pin in the fact that God has a hope and a future for us. So if you're listening and you're in that, what is that thing? For some of you, it might be a can of paint. It might be going on eBay and finding an upgrade or recovering or resurfacing a little bit of furniture in your house. It may be going to the hardware store and putting in 10 new things of daisies. It may be whatever that is for you. Maybe going on a getaway to a fun Extraordinary Women event or a fun, Ignite event for men. But what is that thing where you can get together with others and do something different rather than the crisis before you and saying, Christ, you have a hope and a future for me. And I'm going to lean into that in action, in word, in deed, and in where I'm putting my time and energy.
Wow. You can either cling to the crisis or you can cling to Christ, but you don't have arms big enough to cling to both. What I've recognized in my life, Margaret, is I'm starting to learn to give praise before my breakthrough, right? Recognizing that, man, we serve such a good God who he's not just allowing bad things to happen to us, and he doesn't just dismiss us from our pain, but he chooses to walk alongside of and develop us in and through it. And I think there's beauty in that, and that's really what you're coming down to, is that God is so good, he's so just. And as our pastor at Thomas River Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia, Jonathan Falwell, he said this about that very same passage in James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. He says, we can consider it joy not because of the pain, but we can consider it pure joy because of what that pain can produce in and through us if we allow God to let it. And if we allow God to use that pain for his good and for his glory, good things can really begin to happen. Because I believe, like you, that he is not just a God of restoration and redemption, but he's the great repurposer who can take broken things and make them beautiful again. Margaret, as we kind of wrap up this conversation, I always love to leave our guests with an opportunity to speak one final word of just hope, encouragement, and motivation to a listener out there who maybe is discouraged, who maybe is wrestling and battling with those negative thoughts on a daily basis. They're disappointed because life's not the way it's supposed to be. Margaret, what's one final word that you would want to leave us with before we depart today?
That whatever you're facing, whatever struggle it is, whatever pain, Christ knows it. And Christ, in his own way, has also experienced it. There is no suffering that man has gone through that in some expression God has not felt the very Son of God in his own body, in his own mind, in the rejection, in the loneliness, in the misunderstanding, in the unfair trial, in the physical suffering, in all of it. So he knows you. He sees you. He has felt the expressions of those pain, and that he is wrapping his arms around you so tight. Open your eyes to the people that the Spirit is bringing into your life as people who want to encourage you, strengthen you, and fortify you. And if you're not seeing them, ask and keep asking. Knock and keep knocking. Say, God, send the people, send the people, send the people, send the people, send the people. And you keep asking until he does. And you might just be surprised by who he sends.
Wow. He knows you. He sees you. He hears you. He loves you. Margaret Feinberg, where can our listeners and viewers go to find out more about you, but also to purchase and to get a lot of your invaluable resources that you have to offer?
Absolutely. You can make a quick visit to margaretfeinberg.com, jump on Instagram at MA Feinberg or X or Facebook, and of course, Amazon. Margaret Feinberg Books. Yes. You'll find the books and Bible studies and a lot of fun.
I encourage all of our listeners and viewers, make sure you check out Margaret on social media, but also go to margaretfeinberg.com. Check out those resources. I promise they'll bless you and all of those around you. Margaret Feinberg, my friend, thank you so much for your time, for your willingness to join me today, but also to be on this tour with us at Extraordinary Women. Again, we all love you and we appreciate you so, so much.
Zach, you're the best.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
This is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors, for your Mental Health Minute. Do you remember the day maybe the light went out inside? The moment that everything changed? When someone broke your spirit, shut you down? I hear it all the time. I hate him for what he did. I hate her for what she said. Maybe, just maybe, it's time to let that go. To build a bridge over it. Let the healing begin. Because holding it inside, harboring unforgiveness, it's like drinking your own poison. It doesn't hurt them. It hurts you. Hear me. Let it go. Forgiveness only takes one person. And no, that doesn't erase what they did. Reconciliation, that's a whole different story. But for now, let it go. Let life come back into your heart. Give forgiveness a try. This has been your Mental Health Minute. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors and host of Life, Love, Faith, and Family. To learn more, go to aacc.net.
Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, our mission is to connect those seeking help with a provider who offers the faith-based care they need. At CCC, we offer free mental health assessments for the user to help gauge their psychological and emotional well-being, as well as free self-help blog resources to help educate readers on topics such as depression, anxiety, and more. Christian Care Connect bridges the gap between those seeking help and the caregivers offering it, fostering connections rooted in clinical excellence. If you're looking for help, it's closer than you think. And if you're a provider who's ready to offer help, this site is for you too. Visit ChristianCareConnect.com to find the help you need or get listed as a provider. That's ChristianCareConnect.com.
Do people ever come to you asking for help? Maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.
Don't miss the world's premier Christian Counseling Conference event, the 2025 AACC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops, so you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler. I see grace. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AECC United World Conference. See you in September.